Well, so we continue today in Simen Aleph Sif Hey. So the kids are right. If a person is able to get up at midnight, la'asus az tikun chatzos matov, to be able to recite tikun chatzos. Tikun of chatzos, of course, refers to the set of tefillos, the compilation that was specifically created and instituted to remember the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Kimo she'ne'emar, as the pasuk says, kumi roni balayla l'rosh hashmoros. Awaken and call out at night at the beginning of the watches. Because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up at this time at Chatzos and he cries out. And what does he cry? Va'omer oy lebanim shaba avono same hecharafti as besi, v'sarafti as echali v'glisan lebena umos. Woe to my children, who because of their sins I have destroyed their home. I have had to incinerate to burn up my Beis Hamikdash and exile them amongst the nations. V'im esh. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out at Chatzos at midnight, so too it's appropriate for us to call out at midnight as well. V'im esh shalalakum bechatzos. If a person can't get up at midnight, yiskaber. A person should try to awaken before dawn. As David HaMelech said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awake me. And even after midnight, one could go ahead and recite Tikkun Chatzos. And after one recites Tikkun Chatzos, one should try to learn each person in accordance with his ability. And again, if in those early hours, either late at night or early in the morning, a person should learn some Mishnayis. So the Kitzer writes, you should really begin your day by learning some Mishnah, because by beginning with Mishnah, a person is Zocha to be able to have a little bit of Neshama, soul, the same letters. But if a person is unable to learn Mishnah, ya'asok b'tehillim u'ma'amados sifrei Moser, a person should learn some Tehillim, ma'amados sifrei Moser, v'tov ma'at be'kavana mehabishalok be'kavana. Learning a little bit with proper concentration is better than learning a lot without concentration. Tana Rabbi Chiya, kala osik b'torah b'layla, shechina k'negdo. Rabbi Chiya said, any person who learns Torah at night, yishno the shechina is opposite him. Shene emar, kumi roni b'layla rosh hashmuros, shifchi that literally when a person goes ahead and learns at night, it's a special opportunity to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Furthermore, the rabbi said that whoever learns Torah at night is called the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimoshin Emar, Kalavad Avde Hashem, Ovundim Beis Hashem Balelos, Obelelos Akitzarim. And when the nights are short, she Afshol Hashkim Kolkach, where a person is unable to get up so early, L'chalapachos Yis Ameit Lokum Ba'od Shilos Malahafines Atzmol, Lachas Beis Akneses. So it says the Kitzer, at the end of the day, as wonderful as Tikkun Chatzos is, and as beautiful as it is to start every single day with Mishnayis, but at least a person should be careful to try to wake up early enough in the morning that they have the opportunity to get up, they have the opportunity to prepare themselves to be able to get to Shul and to daven together with the Tzibor. We'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with Sivvav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.